I think it's extremely important that she gets the opportunity to report to the Security Council. These atrocities that have been going on in Eastern Congo have been going on for years, and we feel very pleased that this alarming situation reaches the governments that are sitting in the Security Council so that they can take stronger action.
Now, one of the things she warned about was that Democratic Republic of Congo government troops may be responsible for rapes and murders in the same area that the hundreds of rapes took place recently. Does that accusation surprise you?
Doesn't surprise me at all. I'm very sad to say we feel that the governmental troops in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have to take responsibility and not act in this horrible way that we have heard as well. It's very important that the MONUSCO has a chance to train these soldiers so that they start behaving like a proper governmental army and not as rapists.
Now, if both government troops and rebel troops are allegedly involved in these attacks, what can be done?
Well, the most important thing is to give the population some kind of protection. We are an organization with several members in the area in the Congo trying to assist particularly these women who have been victims of these horrendous crimes. And, of course, people feel so unsafe they don't even dare to sleep in their villages. They run to the forest. So security, I would say, is number one. And then to give more resources to those that can give the victims medical and psychological help after this horrendous torture that has been taking place.
Tell us a little bit about the victims that you work with.
We are an umbrella organization and have four member centers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And my colleagues are struggling to assist those that have been physically or psychologically tortured. And of course, you know very well that rape is a form of torture already decided in the Yugoslav tribunal many years ago. It is a weapon of war, and they target these civilians. And my colleagues are trying to assist these civilians and their families to protect them and to give them some kind of rehabilitation. The major problem, of course, is that these centers are extremely poor. They don't have very many resources. And my job at the sort of secretariat level, if you like, is to try and help them in finding funding so that they can manage to support these women and these families in Eastern Congo.
Now, the UN Special Envoy, Margot Wallström, also told the Security Council not to underestimate the power of sanctions in pressuring various armed groups in the DRC to stop these sexual attacks. Do you see sanctions possibly working?
They could work. I think we have a mixed history of sanctions working and not working, but I think the most important thing is to try and see that the MONUSCO troops are reinforced and to really have talks with President Kabila that he gets control over his army, because it's absolutely, absolutely atrocious that, you know, first rebels go in and rape in villages and then on top of it allegations of troops are doing exactly the same. Maybe sanctions will work, but I think it's worth trying, let's put it that way. But I think more than anything is to hold that government accountable and to see that MONUSCO gets a proper role, that they can actually protect the people that need protection in this area of the world. In this horrendous situation, my colleagues are complaining not just the lack of capacity they have and the lack of medicines, etc., but also that they don't feel safe. Their victims aren't safe and they don't feel safe. So I think in order to even be able to continue the work with the victims, I think that there has to be a certain degree of safety and protection of the people.